This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Joining us right now, soon to be inducted in the Orioles Hall of Fame, center fielder Adam Jones. What's up, Adam?
How you doing? Hey, you could have said Tom Davis, could have said Joe Urshulak. There's some good guys going into the hall today.
Some heavy hitters, man.
Yeah.
now you, I call you, you know, my kids' generation's Eddie Murray. You know, that you have an era in Baltimore. How does it feel to be going into this organization's Hall of Fame?
I mean, tremendous, tremendous pride, obviously, you know, dating back to this, the history. You know, it's great. When I bought my first house here, I bought the house from the original owners of the St. Louis Browns who brought the Orioles here. So I think there was just something in the air that Baltimore was fitting for me. And again, playing here for a long time, 11 years, You do well in the field. I posted up, as you've seen, for all the years. And you know what? They award you for good things when you just post up, play, put up good numbers, do some accolades, nice in the community, and shake hands with people. So, you know what? This is not just my award. This is the city's award. I know I'm going to get the plaque, but it's the city is the reason why I am where I am. My family, my friends, and the fans of Baltimore.
Well, Adam, I know you're humble and you're going to say that, but you're considered the best center fielder in the team's history. We had a little poll a couple of weeks ago. I mean, and we're talking about Paul Blair, Al Bunbury, guys like that. I mean, just great center fielders. What does that mean? It's a historic franchise. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of the older franchises in baseball, and you're at the very top in the premier position.
It actually means a lot. I mean, I've read the comments, and, you know, obviously you can't go wrong with Blair or myself. Obviously, Blair had 8 gold gloves, always chasing him. My offensive numbers were a little different than his, but you can't go wrong. But just for the simple fact that our lineage in center field is black.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know Mullins just got traded last, but our lineage in center field, had, from myself to Corey Patterson to obviously Devereaux and Brady. I mean, Brady get in there a little bit. Brady's my guy. He's invited to the barbecue. And then you and then obviously with the B. Bunbury and so like our history in center field is legendary. And for me to be 1A, 1B, depends on the era, is a tremendous honor. And I carry that with tremendous pride.
Adam Jones joining us, going to be inducted this weekend to the Orioles Hall of Fame. Adam, you've been part of a rebuild with this organization. When you got here, the team was rebuilding. You saw that rebuild through in 2012, finally getting to the postseason. You got there 3 times.
Yep.
This organization went through a rebuild. They had a winning season in 22, 101 wins in 23, back in the playoffs last year. How would you describe where the organization is right now with this disappointing 25 season?
Well, I mean, obviously, you got injuries, you got all this, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we can make excuses. We all know that. But you know what? To be honest with you, and, you know, being able to work in the front office has been a absolute blessing. And I think, you know, like, look, it was a wake-up call. You got slapped in the face this year. And, you know, you got to see how you react. It's not a rebuild. I think it's more of a retooling. And you got hit in the face. We thought one way. the league told you the other. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. It's understandable. But the thing is that with the trades we made, obviously the anticipation of the fans, you know, I am closer to fans. I understand what they're feeling, what they're talking about. And they want to see spent. They want to see guys. They want to see the Orioles go after big prospects. They want to see the Orioles be aggressive in free agents. And I understand that. Trust me, I wanted the same thing also as a player. Again, it's business. Some things don't fit. Obviously, you know, I was listening earlier trying to get Tucker here on $400 million. That's a little bit tough in this market because if Orioles are offering $400 million, what is the Evil Empire up north offering? So we just have to be calculated, smart, and just make great business decisions because, again, not everybody can play in Baltimore. Not everybody can play in the Yankee Stadium. Not everybody can play in Boston. So we got to get someone who can, or some people who can fit this city, this mold, and grind the way that Baltimore grinds.
I'm going to ask you a personal question because I got someone from Adam who helped me out a lot with my back issues, Stacey Nevelis. Talk about people who help you out in your career. How much did she help you? Because he raved about this woman, and she did all kinds of body work on me and was pretty amazing.
You want to talk about the reason why I played so many games? It's two people, John Swain and Stacey Nevelis. And no one sees them, but they know. When they see me, just know that they have the reason why I didn't hit a DL, the reason why I was mitigated. If I missed a game, it wasn't missing 5-6 games. I was missing one or two because they mitigated every issue that I had. They knew my body and they kept me on the field. So you're talking about indebted to people. Obviously, you know, when the manager writes your name in the lineup, obviously playing a Major League Baseball game, that's so exhilarating. But at the same time, behind the scenes, you got to see people who are really putting in the work, soft tissue, making me more disciplined. Like, hey, this is not what you should be doing this. And, you know, the reason why I play on games, Stacey Nevelis, John Swain, two names that are very, very dear to me, two trainers that actually knew my biometrics. And, hey, they're the reason why I was on that field.
That's a good point, Adam. You played in over 1,600 games here in 11 years. Were you ever on an injury list?
One time.
Okay.
I broke my foot. In 2008, foul ball on my birthday. Happy birthday to me. I broke my foot in the fifth inning, but I played the rest of the game. The next day, I couldn't feel my feet, so I had to go on the DL for all of August. And then I came back September 1st. First at bat, hit a home run off Paul Bird in Boston. Foot was killing me, but that was the only time that I went on the IL. And you know what? To me, that's pride right there in itself because I'm in Baltimore, man. Like, you look up there and you see that eight. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Mr. Banfield, can I get a day off? Can I rest? Come on. You know that's not happening. I grind it. And again, that's what you have to do. You play through all this stuff. You play through the knickknacks. And again, if you're hurt, you're hurt. But if you're injured, I mean, sure, you know, there's things. Like, there's things and ways that you can perform. Trust me, did I always – feel 100%? No, but when that game started, the fans never knew how I felt. They knew that they knew what they were going to get out of me rather than how I felt.
Well, can't wait to see you later, Adam, at the Hall of Fame luncheon and tomorrow during the induction ceremony. You are the man. Thank you very much for your time.
Hey. I appreciate you guys. Appreciate you. I'll be seeing you soon.
All right. Yep. See you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.